coal export terminals are in the permitting process in both Washington and Oregon. They face heavy opposition. Former Ambassador Gary Locke says there might be a way to export coal to China with conditions. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Nearly half of China's more than 1.3 billion people still live in rural areas. Locke says his family's village is typical, one light bulb in each room, an outhouse, coal briquettes to cook over.
I don't think anyone in the United States would say, well, don't build any more electricity plants, stay in poverty or stay without some of these amenities.
Locke believes the United States should help China move away from coal, but he doesn't automatically rule out coal exports, especially if the U.S. can influence how that coal is burned.
Whether it's scrubbers, capturing the carbon, and or even gasification of the coal once it reaches China.
Locke was my guest on TVW's Inside Olympia program. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.